This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 19th day of January in the year of our Lord 2019. And here in Dent County, Missouri, we've got very wet, very cold conditions, visibility of a little under a quarter of a mile, probably more like 0.2 miles. Not something I want to go out and play in today unless I had to. It wouldn't kill me. I just don't want to. Anyway, folks, winter wonderland type thing going on here. Rick and Laura, you guys on board?
Yep, right here.
Yep.
Cool. Excellent. Well, guys, I'm sure we got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to give my voice a little bit of a break for numerous reasons. Rick and Laura, why don't you guys take it away for a few minutes?
Laura, what's on your mind? Hello, good morning. What's bothering you today?
I don't have anything bothering me, really? Come on, guys.
Yeah, well, I could, yeah.
Yeah, don't even think it. I actually ordered this book called The Lost Book of Remedies. And, yeah, and it's really pretty good. It talks about, like, all the weeds that we think, you know, that we call weeds in our backyard.
Right.
And it actually shows you the weeds that aren't actual weeds. They're plants that can help in many ways with illnesses and, you know, it's just amazing. Let's see.
Dandelions. Dandelions, the thing that everybody buys expensive Weed Be Gone to kill. Is actually good for about 20 things, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, like the black-eyed Susie flowers that everybody sees, they just assume that, yeah, they're black-eyed Susies, but they assume they're a weed because they're a wildflower. You know, they have uses. It's just not the pretty things that have uses. They've got the one called the Cowboy's Toilet Paper. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Would that be the mullein, the fuzzy silver plant that's kind of pretty?
Well, it's kind of got a wide leaf on it, and it's really soft, you know. Don't be touching. Yeah.
That's it. That's called mullein. My wife asked me why I don't yank that out, and I'm like, what are you talking about? It's beautiful. I'm not pulling that.
Well, tell her she runs out of toilet paper, I guess she'll be glad it's around. You didn't yank it off.
Well, we're going to have to put a lot more of it in because, you know, that's just not... you're going to see the news. A husband killed in a fight over a mullein plant, you know, struggling for the last leaf on the mullein plant. Now, that's why you want to store your own, store some toilet paper so you can... try to leave those mulleins alone. I think I heard it's also good for lung problems, but I haven't studied herbal medicine in a long time, and I think it has something else to do with your lungs. And believe it or not, you can't quote me on this. You'd have to look it up. I think it's mullein. produces a really showy spike on it. A tall, kind of about a 2-foot flower spike with little yellow flowers that are really cool as well. They look like little snapdragons, but I think you can dry them and smoke the leaves for some kind of lung problem. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I think I'd probably use colloidal silver for that as well. But please continue. I interrupt.
No, you're fine. There's several that you can find in your backyard that can help with bronchitis. This book even tells you how to prepare the plant, what parts of the plant to use to make it for the symptoms that you're needing, you know, which I think is great. It's just another tool to have on hand. You know, if the world did go to heck in a handbasket, you know, they have a milk thistle tea even in here, you know.
Milk thistle. Oh, yes, milk thistle. Latin name, Onos Pordum, meaning donkey who farts. I think I've mentioned this before, but but go ahead. Yes, milk thistle, pretty plant. I think it's the plant of Ireland. It's the national flower of Ireland. But please continue.
Are you like a walking encyclopedia or what?
Well, the way it got to be, during the British invasion of Scotland, once again, you can't quote me on this because I haven't studied this in a long time. Britain was sneaking up in the dark in what I think was a Scottish encampment, and this soldier stepped on a thistle and let out a shout, and that is what saved the Scottish forces at that point, and it became, and I believe still is, the thistle is the flower of Scotland. If you watch the movie Braveheart, you'll see the little girl give the little boy whose father was just killed a thistle as a gift. Am I walking encyclopedia? No, I just had this ridiculous attraction for facts that I guess people don't really care about.
Huh.
Well, maybe they do, but not in the places that I go.
Mine used to be my memory, Rick. Back in the day, I was a fountain of those kind of facts. Now I'm lucky to remember my own phone number.
Well, what you'll find pretty soon is that after about 30 or 45 minutes of this, you're sitting by yourself because people just get worn out. And that's it's kind of humorous. There's a certain kind of, and every now and then there'll be one young person who won't leave you alone. And that'll be that one person who will probably survive the apocalypse. You know, they just can't get enough.
Right.
But other people want to wander off and talk about Saturday night's Knicks game, and who made a shot from half court. I couldn't care less about that stuff.
Me neither.
Let's see you sell that in a grid down situation. What can you do? Well, I once threw a basketball through a steel ring at 50 yards. Oh, let's see. I don't know how we're going to turn that into a currency, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you.
Laurie, I'm betting you were not finished with the herbal situation. That actually...
Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, guys.
No, I think you're doing fine. It is your show. please go ahead. Were you going to bring up something else?
No, like I said, I'm just kind of sitting here looking through this. I've only had it a few days. But it mentions some of the plants that other books that I have don't mention. So it's, like I said, it's another book for referencing. And
Well, everybody should have one of these books.
Yeah, it's by Clyde Davison, Clyde Davis, and it's called The Lost Book of Remedies. And like I said, it's a good-sized book, but it's soft-covered. But the pictures that they have in here are of the plants, you know.
Are they in color? Are they actual photographs?
They are, and they're very, they're very vibrant. I was trying to find one because I was listening to a video on this book, and it mentioned a tree that basically helps with just about anything. And I can't remember what they called the tree, but
the miracle tree.
They said everybody should have this tree in their backyard.
Everybody should have. Well, then it wouldn't be the tree I'm thinking of. The miracle tree, Moringa oleiferi. This Moringa oleiferi is this cute little Cuban fan dancer I met in Miami. No, I'm kidding. It's a tree. It's a tree that you can buy about a pound of the ground leaves off Amazon for about $15, and it does, from what I can tell, just about cure arthritis and gout. I bought a bag. I know. I bought a bag. I took it for 3 days straight. My left foot, which gives me a lot of trouble because I tend to like things that cause gout, like meat and beer, you know, shave off your toxic masculinity. But this stuff. Now, the only thing I would warn you about is, and it does work. I mean, it works like gangbusters. But in my particular case, I'm probably a little sensitive to it because it does kind of weird things to my exhaust pipe. And so I would suggest this. When you begin taking it, take it in little tiny doses, you know, maybe quarter teaspoon, half teaspoon, and you're not going to get it to mix in water that I know of. Generally, you'll have to stir it into something like applesauce or a smoothie or something and see what happens. But you'll notice pain relief. You'll notice that. But wait till the next day and see if everything comes out okay. And then if that's working up your dosage. Once again, that tree only grows in Florida and down in the southern parts of it's from India. But you know, you don't have to grow that tree. You can buy a big bag of this stuff. I don't know the bag. I mean, using half a teaspoon or a teaspoon, this stuff would probably last me 6 months. And it was only $15. There is an interesting video by a guy, I forget his name, but I think he had really severe arthritis, and he was taking a shot once a month, $2,500, and he said it really didn't work that well. It was better than nothing, but this stuff has cured him completely. So you might want to give that a look. Moringa oleiferi, and you can get it off Amazon. It's cheap. I forget which brand I bought. I bought what they thought says was a good value, and
I'll try to get a link up on the website before the end of the show.
Yeah, okay.
And then they can buy it right through the website.
That would be a brilliant idea. The stuff does work, and depending on who you are, if everything in your backyard, and I would say this, Laurie, even these herbal remedies of your local plants, and there is a theory out there that I tend to aspire to, and that is that God is smart enough to keep track of the, the diseases or maladies or irritations of the locale. Wherever you live, you know, if you live down south, you'll probably have more viruses in the winter and more mold fungus problems. There should be the plants that grow there will address that. And up north, it would be the same thing. The same plants, the same indigenous weeds do not grow in the backyard in Minnesota that grow in the backyard in Alabama. They're a different group. And, you know, whether or not you agree with this, I would tend to think, you know, knowing just a little tiny bit about God, it wouldn't surprise me if that's the way he did it. Anyway, but I digress.
All right. Quick, name that those leaves one more time. Moringa, you said? M-A-R?
No, M-O. M-O-R-I-N-G-A. Moringa. Boy, she was a cutie. If you type that in, I know, I'm sorry. If you type that in, the rest of it will just come up. You know, you don't need the whole Latin name. If you just put in Moringa in Amazon, it'll pop right up.
Yeah, apparently 3,000 times.
Yep.
Okay.
Very popular stuff in some places.
It'll be up on the site here in just a few minutes on the Amazon page.
Sure. Cool.
Well, like
nice,
I said,
nice work.
Yeah. Well, this, like I said, this book is interesting. You have, it covers your backyard weeds, okay? It covers the forest and woodlands, wild plants and the Great Plains, trees and shrubs, which I'll look through that during break and see if I can find the tree I was talking about. You've got your coastal and tropical water-loving plants, nationwide plants, and, of course, household remedies, you know. So it gives you plants, basically, that would help you in almost any area that you happen to be in, which a lot of the books don't. So, and like I said, just glancing at the ones that say, like, for trees and shrubs, they're talking about, like, the American basswood. What was the other one I just saw?
That could be basswood.
That's what I was just thinking.
Basswood and the balsam fir.
Yeah, carving. People that carve like basswood because it's kind of soft.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a book of great information, I think, so far that I've noticed in it, reading it. And I just wanted to put it out there in case any of our listeners might be interested. You know, like I said, it is called The Lost Book of Remedies, and it's by Clyde Davis. So
I'll try to get that up here, too, Lori.
Do that. And to that end, I would mention this. I was trying to find the seeds of a plant whose root secretions causes other plants to mutate. I read about it, say, 20 years ago in a seed catalog, and I have not found it yet, and I'm having an absolute fit. But I know where I found it, and I'm halfway through the catalog, and I ain't found it. But I want to mention this because if you order the Richters, and that's R-I-C-H-T-E-R-S, the Richters, mine showed up a couple days ago while I was reading the last one I got, which was from 2016, which is where I was looking for this particular plant. They sell seeds from herbs, and under each paragraph which describes the seed, it also tells you what you might use it for. So this would be an excellent supplement to Mr. Davis's book, because what you could do is cross-reference, and if you really like it, you can actually get the seeds.
Right.
Yeah, they do come out of BC. I think it's BC, Canada, British Columbia, out on the west end. But they're pretty responsive. I mean, you know, I think I get my stuff in about a week. Richter's Herbs. And I would say this, too, with respect to herbal remedies, herbal cures and everything, there was an interesting YouTube that I saw regarding plantings around your house, and it appears that just about any plant related to the mint family, and that would include things like lemon balm and basil, irritate bugs, mice, spiders. So, and that they're also, of course, serious herbal remedies. So if you're thinking about buying plants or seeds and you plant these things near and around your house, it will keep bugs and spiders and mice out. As a matter of fact, anything from the mint family interrupts mice. Sensors, they can't find their way to anywhere. They lose track of where they are because mice and rats are incontinent, and they basically dribble pee all of the time. If you've ever smelled a mouse nest, it'll knock your socks off. So once they get near any mint plant, they can no longer figure out where they are or where they've been. So, but, you know, things like mint are used in a lot of different ways. Lemon balm, once you have this plant, you'll never get rid of it, and I will tell you what you can do with it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll start taking calls at the top of the hour.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We have been talking about lost remedies, items that you probably walk past every day in your yard or out in the woods and don't realize that it's actually helpful and useful in many ways. Of course, Rick is like our walking encyclopedia, I think, but that's good.
I'm not that popular at parties.
But it's a good thing that you are, really, it is.
Well, I actually had a small segment I was going to do regarding just exactly this thing, regarding the overall attitude of the young people these days and how they react, I guess, to the older knowledge. They have it's not a disdain, it's a disinterest. You know, if it's not on their phone, it does not exist. You remember the
even though they have Google on their phone.
Everything is there.
Exactly.
I don't know if I mentioned this. My son was trying to change his oil. I was helping him, showing him, you know, how to do the oil filter, all of this, and we were going to refill with new oil. Wouldn't stop playing with the phone. He wouldn't watch what I was doing.
So you mean you were doing it?
I finally said, "Well, yeah, he was watching." Right, I was trying to. I was trying to teach him, but he had his nose down on his phone, and I said, "What in the world are you doing? You need to be paying attention." And he goes, I'm going to find out how much oil there's in this thing right now. I'm like, well, here's a significant hint. There's a funny little mark on this thing over here called a dipstick, right, which from now on is going to be your nickname. And what it is that you put in, you know, like about 3.5 quarts, and then you start checking it until it hits the mark. You don't Google how much oil is in here, you know, unless, of course, you know, it's a semi and you're putting in 3 gallons. You might want to know that. But that's, you know, everything's on the phone, you know, everything's on the phone. But I, you know, I will say this about this, and this is kind of how I wanted to phrase this. And that is that, and, you know, we've talked essentially ad nauseum about the financial situation in the world. Last weekend we talked about the French bank run and why you want to keep an eye on that sort of thing. Not that you have money in a Parisian bank, but I watched an excellent video. It's only about 30 minutes. It was the SGT report. And boy, I'll tell you what, this guy is really getting good at his job. He's talking to, he's really turning out some high quality stuff. And he was talking to Lynette Zhang about what she thinks is our upcoming hyperinflationary, what would I call it, event. And you would say, well, you know, how would you come to the conclusion that there is one or would be one? Well, this is kind of how the mechanism works and how it's going to manifest itself in your life. When you have a government who imposes, and I say impose, a fiat monetary system, meaning that the currency is backed by absolutely nothing except what we call the full faith and credit. And if you think there is full faith and credit, check with the French. They're storming the Bastille, which, by the way, the mainstream media is prohibited from discussing this. It ain't there. It just ain't there. They won't touch it. So the reporting on the yellow vests and the Parisian bank run is really hard to come by.
If you know where to look, Rick, there's tons of information 24/7 on it.
I keep getting older stuff. I keep getting older stuff.
You know, you can watch live on Ruptly. AFP has almost a constant live stream running. It's out there. And if you're multilingual, it's really out there.
I'm only semi-literate in Spanish and certainly not in French. However, the main one, of course. Well, you know, what happens is when you get people that print massive amounts of fake money, at some point, the system is basically designed to implode. It's designed that way. And what happens is all of that extra money that's been printed is backed by absolutely nothing. And you have to understand, you say, well, how can they just keep printing money? Well, because they did that on purpose, that they created this game, and they're doing it on purpose. And what happens is they have to at some point get rid of that money. And how do they get rid of that money? How do they get it back out of the system? Well, they raise interest rates is one way. But the fastest way to get it back out of the system is through hyperinflationary spiral like in Venezuela. So so you say, well, what do I care? Well, I think 6 months ago, I think on the show, and boy, the numbers are cloudy, I want to say it was $274,000 for a dozen eggs. No,
bolivars, not dollars.
Well, I think bolivars. Well, anyway, I remember the calculation because, and this is how I remember it, bolivars, what I gave the neighbor that day, 3 dozen eggs, and made him a Venezuelan millionaire. How do they get rid of it? Well, that's how they get rid of it. But it was an excellent video, and once again, she covers a lot of material, and at this point, she's talking about something that fascinates me, which would be that there will be, on the flip side of the event, there will be a period of time. That was a fast one.
Yeah. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. And we'll start taking calls at top of the hour. Hope you're enjoying the show. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about different remedies, well, lost book of remedies, I should say. In other words, plants, weeds, trees that you might think that you walk past every day that are just weeds or trees. They actually have other purposes, believe it or not, where they can actually help heal. I was just noticing here that the red mulberry is good for... Oh, hello. I'm drawing a blank now. I'm doing good. Parkinson's disease, you know, and it tells you how to mix things up to help with that. I also want to let you guys know that both this the book, The Lost Book of Remedies by Claude Davis, and the leaves that Rick was talking about is now listed on the top of the website. So you guys can go there and find the information on it.
On the products page, though, to hit products, drop down to where it says Amazon products, top row. And they're not expensive, not in my opinion. So, Rick, where do we want to go from here, buddy?
Well, I was going to finish up the lemon balm situation real quick.
Go ahead.
Lemon balm around here is practically invasive. I have it on the side of one of my flower beds, and it reseeds itself so furiously that I wind up pulling the stuff out. Well, around the mother plant, I wind up pulling out all kinds of smaller ones and tossing it off into the woods. But one of the most expensive oils that doTERRA offers is an oil that comes from lemon balm called Melissa. And whereas lavender calms down nervousness, Melissa is used for grief. So it's obviously not, I mean, it's like lavender, but on steroids. So you can make lemon balm tea if you accidentally eat your breeding stock rabbit. Then you would have to have lemon balm tea to fix that. But once again, this is another plant that irritates common pests. So, and it's pretty. It has nice flowers on it. It has a very neat and tidy habit. It grows kind of as a half basketball type thing. Gets quite large, maybe 1.5 to 2 feet.
Instead of throwing it out in the woods, Rick, instead of pulling it up and throwing it out in the woods, just send it to me. Mm-hmm.
Send it down. Do you want the root too?
Absolutely.
It probably won't die. I mean, I can imagine I could pull that up and just drop it in a box and be fine when it got there. This stuff is just one of those things that, you know, you can't underestimate. But in a grid down situation, if you're feeling depressed about your finances, you know, you could. You know, you could drink some of this. Before we get off of this subject, and I don't know that we are, but I want to mention something I saw, which is absolutely fascinating. Short video from a guy who apparently, I guess, produces numbers of these, but I've only seen one. It's called Appalachian Bonsai. What this guy is doing, and this is really fascinating, because I have purchased small bushes and things, and tried to turn them into bonsais and have had low to no success. Not only when you cut these conifers in bizarre ways and trim their roots back and pot them, they're tough to keep. But it's costing you money when you do it. What this guy did, now I want you to look at this. It's called Honeysuckle Bonsai. Yeah. YouTube, you're going to love this. Laura, you're going to really get a charge out of this one. Honeysuckle Bonsai. This guy went out, and you could do this with a trumpet vine as well. He went out and dug up one of these wild honeysuckles out of the woods, you know, that whose trunk was, as big around as your ankle. It was a big one.
And we've got some of those.
It had been tortured over the years. I mean, it had one of those wounds on the side of it where it had been, I guess, somebody hit it with something, like tried to run over it with a mower and tore all the bark off one side and it healed. This guy takes this and digs it up and turns it into the coolest bonsai. But, you know, the thing is, and we all know this, these invasive, noxious things like wild honeysuckle and trumpet vine, I don't care how many times you pull that up, you can't kill it. So this guy...
There's a chemical that if you cut at the base, is called Tordon.
Yep.
And it'll work about 3 out of 4 times on the honeysuckle and about half the time on the trumpet vines.
Well, you will be eliminating any possibilities of making. But the good news about making bonsais out of this thing is, of course, you pot them, right? At that point,
right.
it can no longer do. Tordon, there was a guy, they call him, I think, Big Daddy, a big old black guy that worked at the local Catholic cemetery, used to use the stuff to put on his boots. He would, to get on his muck boots, he would oil the top inside with tar. Well, he's dead now, of course. This is not for ingestion on your feet. So you can use this to kill honeysuckle, but don't put it on your feet.
That's strange.
Well, you would think I shouldn't have to bring that up, but...
Well, you know, they got big warning labels also over. It says, stop immediately if you get on skin. Wash. You know, soap and water.
Oh, yeah.
Something that changes my DNA on my skin. Or, not my DNA, that's not the word. It changes the hormones of the plant, so it's got to do something to you.
I didn't say how he died. He morphed into Spider-Man and was killed trying to stop a bus with his chest. No, I'm kidding.
It didn't work for him.
Oh, no, not at all. But he did stop the bus. So anyway, don't do that. But, yeah, once you dig these things up and pot them, they're no longer a problem. But if you look at the video, Honeysuckle Bonsai, I think it's going to knock you out. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you actually do manage to make one of these, which I don't see why you couldn't, the video is very good. The guy fast forwards through a lot of it, and boy, does he produce a beautiful bonsai with this free plant. I mean, just think about the – I don't know if you've ever tried to price a bonsai, but it's not funny.
They're god-awful.
They're terrible, and this would make a fantastic gift for people that like this kind of thing. And they don't suffer. I mean, a lot of these bonsais are so difficult to keep alive. I mean, the Japanese, you know, they pass these things down from generation to generation. They've got bonsais that they've passed along for hundreds of years from father to son, father to daughter. But, you know, the great news is that it's very difficult to kill something like wild honeysuckle or trumpet vine. And if they manage to kill it, you can always do it again because it's fun to do. I want to inject that into the verbal part of this discussion before I forget what I'm doing, which I will. I'm hungry. Should we ride bikes? I will forget. So you know, this spring when you are walking a fence row and you see this tremendous vine coming up, and oh my God, wait for it to leaf out. Nobody wants a bonsai poison ivy. But
that sounds kind of interesting to me, Rick.
Well, did you know there was
because nobody in the house is affected by them?
Right. Yeah. Oh, you know, England didn't have any of that until people thought it was so beautiful in the fall. They took it back. They took it back on the boat. That was not the best move.
Wow.
I know. Now they've got it. Good move. There are no snakes in Ireland, though. St. Patrick fixed that.
We need to fix that.
Oh yeah, give them snake. Yeah, give them some of those snakes. Speaking of herbs and gardening, I mean we can go on with herbs, but I want to mention Hollis and Nancy are back. Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S, and Nancy. They moved from the Virginia. I think he's an ex-Navy man. I brought him up before. They do wonderful gardening and cooking videos. They are fun to watch. He's a very simple and humble man. I think he was a chaplain for the fire department up there. They always end with a prayer. I love it. But they took a year off because she got, I think, colon cancer. And they moved from, she's okay. She looks good. Great cook. They moved from Virginia, obviously, probably what, maybe Newport News or something up there where he probably lives.
Yeah.
But they bought some land in Florida.
Hmm. Okay.
And now last Thursday, they started doing videos again, and they started out with quick kimchi using radishes, which is a good thing because you know, one of the first things that's, what, I think it's a 28-day crop. That's one of the first things you can grow in the spring of radishes because they love the cool weather. In fact, they don't like hot weather.
Well, depending on where he's living at in Florida, Rick, he might not even have to deal with seasons.
And you know what? He probably said, but I don't know where, but I'm guessing that's why they did it. They almost did it, it looked to me like, almost in response to Nancy's situation, and I think they always wanted... One of the interesting points about Hollis and Nancy is they always wanted a farm or a homestead or a hobby farm. So they turned the entire backyard into this giant garden, and it was beautiful. I mean, he keeps it neat as a pin, and he is an excellent gardener. I mean, this guy can grow anything, and he's got a video on how to grow anything. But it looked to me like when she got sick, it looked to me like maybe, and I'm just guessing, I don't remember seeing anything on this, but it looked like they did it in response to her illness, and that is to say that they probably said, look, if we don't do this now, maybe we don't get the chance, so they did it. And I'm glad, because I think they look like they're having fun, and they're back. Last Thursday, I think, was the first video in a year, and it's a good one. So you might want to check out Hollis and Nancy. The guy's work is just excellent. He describes everything, not in boring detail, but in enough detail that you can figure out how to do what he's doing, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Rick, I got a question for you. I saw your video of your Austrops and your barred rocks.
Oh, yes. I didn't even jot that down. I should have brought that up, yeah.
Now, did you already eat your other chickens?
No. I've got 13 left. I'm still getting about 8 eggs a day. And as you know, and good morning, Jerry, on your recommendation, I picked up some Australorps. What I did was, just for my own educational purposes, I got a dozen Australorps black and a dozen barred rocks. No,
right.
I'm sorry, 6 and 6, total of a dozen. And I just want to do that. I could have gotten all barred rock or all Australorp, but what fun would that be? I want to watch it.
And you got enough room for 2 dozen, buddy, one of them live.
Well, so far so good. They all look like they're having a good time down there on the airline cable. They're not really causing me any trouble.
Well, you're raising them, you're brooding them right. Okay, there's right ways and wrong ways to do things, and you're doing this one particular thing right.
And, that would almost be an accident, because I really have only done this once before, and that was 2 years ago. And I wouldn't say
muscle
memory. Yes, I did, and I think that's how I got through. I think in the beginning I lost one. Buff Orpington, within 2 days, but that may have not been anything I did. That bird might have just not been a real viable bird.
Rick. It might not have been genetically correct.
Yeah. Well, they tried it yesterday when I happened to walk in. I was going in to get more genes because I broke out 2 more pair, took 2 pair, made them yard pants, farm pants, garden pants. The new work jeans / church jeans. I broke them out, so now I'm replacing my supply. But when I walked in, I could hear it from where I was. They got in a whole shipment of chicks.
Oh yeah.
And this time of the year, if you don't get them while they're hot, you ain't gonna get them. When I was in there a week or two ago, they didn't have one chick left, and that is crazy. But so, you know, I wasn't necessarily in the mood to buy chicks, but I saw them, so I thought I better.
Well, I'm going to have to, if we want chickens this year, I've either A, got to buy fresh eggs from around here that haven't been frozen or refrigerated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or I got to go to Cackle. I'd rather buy eggs and hatch my own. But if I want, pure breed, I need to go to Cackle.
Yeah, well, I only paid $235 a chick, so that's not bad. I was happy with that.
Usually I can get a dozen eggs, a dozen brown eggs that have not been refrigerated or washed here for about $3 bucks, and I'll 95% of them will hatch most of the time.
Yeah, well, I think that, obviously it's easier, you know, to get the chick and just put out the feeder in the water and than to hatch them. It's, you know, but, and for people like me who aren't right there, they're not right there all the time.
Yeah.
I hear them,
all right,
I
ladies
hear that.
And gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll start taking calls right at the top of the hour. Be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Real Surviving on RBN. We've been talking about herbs, and Rick, you were talking about your chickens.
Yes. And what were we going to do about those chickens? I think we were talking about the brooding thereof. And I was saying that, you know, it's watch videos on hatching, and you've got to turn the eggs, I forget, every so often and stuff like that.
We do ours twice a day.
Right. And, you know, if you're not living in a homestead where you're there and you can walk by and turn the eggs and all this and keep doing, because the chickens normally do that, right? I mean, that's...
Right. That
they just
correct.
Keep roll them all over. And then, of course, at times they crack one. But if, you know, if you're like me and you're just not around all the time and you can't mother the eggs, then probably buying the chicks works. I mean... I have them in one of you know those Tupperware, the Rubbermaid tubs, the biggest one you can get.
Yeah.
Literally, you can fit a 12-year-old in there with some wood shavings, and then you got the feeder, and you're going to give them the starter crumbles.
To be specific, the high protein game bird starter crumbles.
All right. Well, I'll have to look around because I'm telling you, these things, all they do is eat. They've gone through an entire feeder in 24 hours. And, you know, you're talking about things that are smaller than my fist.
But with the game bird starter, what you'll do is give them a much greater fighting chance. Now, you can ask Corey. I keep them on game bird starter all the way up to 2 months old. You know, at a month old, I start mixing in regular poultry grains. But I keep them with that high-protein stuff going.
Well, that's probably a good idea. You might get a bigger, healthier chicken. I'm all for that.
You do. That's pure experience. The extra dollar of 50 pounds is worth every penny.
Well, I'll look around and see who's got it. The MFA probably has it.
Well, that's who I get mine
MFA
from.
MFA does have it.
Okay.
Make sure it's game bird starter.
No. I was using the game bird feed for my other chickens.
I'll do that too.
The grower, what they call grower layer. I was using the game bird feed for that. But you know, just you're going to put the starter crumbles. Now these are just crumbles. They just look like granola crumbles. Down, you know, in there, they give you a little plastic feeder you put down there, and then you've got the water that's about the same thing. And you can walk away for, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours, and everything's just fine. You do need a heat lamp. I should mention that. You need a heat lamp on one end, clipped to the box so that they can, if they get cold, they can run under the light. If they get hot, they run to the other end. And that's about all you got to do.
That's right.
And then, you know, at one point, you'll come down and you will see them sitting on the edge of the tub, which means the game is over, and that you can't leave them in the tub, and you gotta get a little more progressive.
The next
there.
Day, they'll be exploring.
Oh yes, they'll be picking
okay,
on your
guys,
wire.
We have our top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Call in number is 1-800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2.